BBC Radio Kent Breakfast with John Warnett
and Maggie Doyle.
It's all here.
7 minutes past eight on BBC Radio Kent Breakfast with John and Maggie. Lots of you getting in touch this morning about the plethora of things that you have won over the years, from a jar of coffee to holidays in California. More of that coming up. But first of all, as we just heard in the news headlines with Rose, more than 9,000 children are going to Medway primary schools which are not yet good enough. That's according to education inspectors Ofsted, who say the area is still in the bottom 10% of all local authorities in the country when it comes to the performance of their pupils in schools. Councillor Mike O'Brien is in charge of education at Medway Council and joins us now. Councillor O'Brien, how do you think parents in Medway are feeling this morning?
Well, good morning to you, Maggie. I agree in one respect with the Ofsted letter. The pace of change could be described as slow. When I was appointed 2 years ago, I would have dearly loved to have been able to click my fingers and turn every school in Medway to good or outstanding. But life isn't like that. It takes a good couple of years to turn a school around from requires improvement to good.
So 2 years ago and a couple of years sounds like the same amount of time for me. How come you haven't been able to do that in 2 years?
I disagree. The fact is, for the first time, over half of our schools here in Medway are either outstanding or good, some 65 schools, in fact. Only last week we announced that recent Ofsted inspections graded two more of our schools outstanding and four as good. And that reflects a strong and continual improvement, which I'm confident will continue.
But let's just... Here, a couple of quotes from the actual report. The pace of improvement for primary schools in Medway is too slow.
I just said to you, Maggie, I agree. But, you know, you can't, education is like a battleship. You can't turn it round on a penny piece, no matter how much you strive to do that.
OK, let's talk about one of the specific things that they bring up. It says you have not made enough use of your powers to challenge weaker leadership in primary schools.
The measures that we have is we can either put in an interim executive board, which takes time and takes consultation, isn't a quick fix, or we can send strong letters to the head teacher. We can have the head teacher.
Have you been doing that?
Yes, we have been doing that. But we've also, more importantly, been working with our schools, with our head teachers across Medway, which is why we're beginning to see now the fruits of their labours. Over 50% of our schools are good or outstanding.
Yes, but out of 9,000 children are going to primary schools across Medway, and those schools are not good enough. Okay, you can talk about the ones that are good, but there's 9,000 children this morning going to schools that aren't good enough. What do you say to the parents of those children listening this morning, those children?
Right, let's look at those schools that are not yet good or outstanding. The fact is they won't become good or outstanding until they have a future Ofsted visit. All of those schools are being assisted and helped by our improvement team, those schools that are LEA schools, of course. And we're working also with our academies to ensure that standards do improve. We're all committed to one goal, and that's to give every child in Medway the very best start in life. And I believe that's what we are doing. I want sustained positive improvement, and that's what we and our teaching professionals are all working to achieve.
But if Ofsted are saying, after a couple of years, that you're still too slow in making these changes, maybe then what you're doing isn't good enough, like writing letters and having your team work with weak leadership in schools. Maybe that's not good enough. Maybe you need to change the leadership. Just do it.
The times that I've sat and jumped up and down and banged the desk and say, why can't we just do this? And you can't. You know, you just can't walk into a school and sack everybody. It isn't possible. It isn't allowable.
But you can make changes with head teachers.
And we are doing so and have done so over the last couple of years. Many head teachers have moved on. Many teachers have moved on.
And have you brought... So the new head teachers that you brought in, are they making changes?
We have got some fantastic head teachers here in Medway. And more importantly, following the launch of our school improvement strategy, all of our schools are now committed to working together. They're all meeting, they're all exchanging best practice and good ideas. Later on this morning, I shall be visiting St Mary's Church of England Primary School, where Christine Easton, one of our outstanding head teachers, who turned the school around from special measures to good over a couple of years... to see the work that she is continuing to do. So I can reiterate that, yes, it's very easy to say the pace is too slow, but, you know, it does take time, and the reality is that we are achieving, all of us are achieving, and over 50% of our schools are good or outstanding.
Ofsted will be inspecting within the next 2 years, so they say.
Yeah.
What do you think that report will tell us?
I think it will show a continual and positive, sustained improvement.
You did say that to us last year when we spoke to you about this.
Yeah, and I believe we've achieved that, Maggie.
Well, you haven't if there's 9,000 children still going to schools that aren't good enough.
Maggie, last year we had less than 50% of our schools good or outstanding. Now we've got over 50%. That is a sustained and positive improvement.
OK, Councillor Mike O'Brien from Medway Council, thank you very much for joining us. Around 11:30, an Ofsted inspector will be joining Lembit Opic on our mid-morning programme.
Good morning, it's Breakfast on BBC Radio Ken with John and Maggie.